RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning. Just a little bit after 7 o'clock here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show. Every Saturday, your spot for local golf talk here in Western New York. Brian Colzio, along with PGA Pro Jeff Metis. Kevin Sylvester has the week off. This week, we are at Lockport Town and Country Club, one of our favorite courses to come to. And we'll be with you over the next hour to give you some thoughts on last week's Masters. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. And, of course, some course information here from Lockport. But this course is one of the ones that we always love coming to, Jeff. It's got such a unique layout, and I know we're going to talk about it over the course of the hour here.
What I always like is the view we get from where we get to sit and get to watch the sun come up and look down the first hole, and the clubhouse is cool, and a little fog set in this morning. It's driving up this way, I was surprised to see it, and they got their opening day today, so it's a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz. They're lining up the carts, the golfers are getting ready. It's fun to be around that activity.
Yeah, I just tweeted out a picture of the look outside the patio over the 18th hole, and you can see the beautiful look, and little fog rolling in, but yeah,
it makes you want to play, doesn't it?
It definitely
does. Put the peg in the ground
for sure.
Yeah.
So check out my picture at Brian WGR. But we're here for the next hour. We'll get you some golf talk here. Terry Stilner, their PGA Pro, will join us here in just a little bit. But the general manager, Rollin O'Malley, who, as we always say, the best dressed general manager in all of Western New York.
He is the best dressed. Yes,
dressed to the nines here again this morning. Looking good, Rollin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us as always. You've got us in your beautiful clubhouse here, and I know you're excited for your event today.
You know, it's great to see this many people getting out early, and they're loving it. I mean, we've been open for probably most of April, and we had people play all winter, which we were blessed with, walkers most of the time. But it's been a successful season, kickoff to the season so far.
When I came in here and you greeted me bright and early this morning, you know, we were just, we both kind of talked about just how good of a state golf is in here right now, and you said you're feeling it here too, with just how people are excited. They want to be here. They want to belong here. And you said you haven't felt, you know, this much excitement in a while. You said it's really like invigorating right now.
You know, I think everybody's feeling it. As we discussed, golf is really in this Western New York area. It's just grown. I mean, the families that are joining. We've had a boost in membership here, probably larger than I've seen in 20 years coming into this club, and it's just really, I think Golf has become a safe spot for people to get together with their families, get out on a course, be out in the air. And it's just been a real plus. It's been a plus for us here.
It's kind of ironic, I mean, how the pandemic helped facilitate the growth of golf, especially in our area. Can you tell me about last year? I mean, it must have been, it's such a unique situation, and is looking at it from a general manager situation, how golf exploded. I mean, what was it like here? Besides wild.
We were all nervous, as everybody was, you know, whether you were in the golf industry, whether we were all nervous about what was going to happen. But the growth in rounds, which I'm sure you felt, everybody felt, the rounds of golf by members just kept going and going and going. The tee sheet kept filling and filling. And this went on for the year, right down into the fall. It was tremendous. Membership growth just, they kept coming in the door. We were approving new members at every board meeting. It was just great.
And it feels like the momentum's continued, which is good. I was worried that, you know, it'd be a one-year hit. You know, for the golf industry, it was a huge positive hit, but it seems to really continue. I mean, golf's a game that hooks you. You know, once you get it in your blood, you're kind of stuck, and once you get hooked, and so I feel like it, and I'm wondering if you're seeing the same thing, that it's, the momentum's just continuing. It hasn't abated.
Exactly the same thing. Exactly. I mean, there's more. I mean, there's two people coming here today. You know, they were to join. I just called me on the phone. They've been here. They're from Lockport. They've been guests, been talking about joining here for every year, but the right time happens in their life. And after the show, I've got to meet somebody that's coming over. And we've known each other since we were kids, so it's good to see.
Rollin O'Malley, the general manager, with us here from Lockport Town and Country Club, where we are broadcasting live here today. Brian Colsey, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, here on Tee to Green on WGR. We'll talk a little bit more about the course with Terry here in a few minutes when he joins us, but... just a thought from you on the golf side of things here. I mean, this course, you probably don't have to do too much selling about it. It's always in phenomenal condition. The variety of holes, the aesthetics, the views from hole to hole. It's when someone does come in here to maybe look about possibly being a member here, I mean, that's probably got to be an easier part for your job, to let them know just how great of a golf experience they'll get.
That is, if you're a golfer,
yeah.
you pull a card around, you put your clubs on them and say, you know, why don't you go out and give this a try? Because you both played here, and you know a lot of courses can be flat, but you get out on here, it's just a whole different cup of tea. It's just really, this whole place, and Jason, who's worked on it diligently since 2005, it's just made this one of those, just a super, super course in this area. Just super.
It's interesting how a superintendent can make a great difference on a facility, isn't it? You guys have, I remember when you brought him over and the immediate change that you guys saw in your facility.
And it's grown every year because he's never happy. And not, you know, and that's who you want working for you. There's always something else that we got to do to improve. And it's worked. You just got to support that. And he's continued to grow. And it's just made this place phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, how about some of the things beyond the golf course that you would say is attractive about being here? Some of the work that you've done over the past few years. If people haven't been here in the facility within the last 3-4 years, the amount of change that we've seen, we've been coming here for years and years and years doing our show, but the amount of changes inside and outside are just tremendous.
We started probably 8 years ago, 9 years ago, going through the complete clubhouse, which... you've been here for all of it. Mm-hmm. We started in rooms and just kept going. We went outside, added 3,000 square feet to the patio, put a new patio out back. We built a deck off the back of the... And that, even at all clubs, which you're involved with, sometimes you have your naysayers about, we don't need that and we don't have to have it. But with what happened to us last year, with that pandemic and everyone wanting to eat outside, I had the perfect venue for all our members.
Yeah.
Safe distancing, outdoors, and it was fortunate enough for us to continue on and keep taking care of our membership through a very, very difficult time.
So we mentioned that obviously for all the negatives of the pandemic, one positive in the golf industry is that it boomed and people drew in. It seems like they're sticking for now, which is a great thing. From your side of things, from a general manager of running an operation like this, what did you learn that might turn out to be a positive in the end in terms of how maybe this facility will run for years to come? You mentioned the outside. Is that a big piece of it?
It's a big piece of it. You know, I know every general manager and every manager and owner of a golf course is going to change the way they do business, every single one of them. You're going to do things differently than we had done over a long period of time. And a lot of it is expenses, hours of operation, people. You do a lot to try to, you're always pleasing and pleasing and pleasing, and it comes at a cost to your members at times. So we've found to be a lot more efficient. The pandemic made us a more efficient club, you know, and do business a little differently. I know you're doing business probably differently at your course, and we've all grown to, you know, to make changes that are positive for the members, don't upset them too much, and continue on, and saves money, really.
Yeah, it's a great time to be involved in golf. I think people are super excited, even this time of year. Masters Week last week seems to be always kind of around the time where people are really thinking about playing. We've got some nice early weather that has gotten courses up and going. I know you guys are usually open one of the first ones anyway, so being open now and ready to go is not a surprise for what you guys normally do. But how about for people that maybe are saying, you know what, this might be for me this year, Raul, if you want to maybe pass along some information or if they want to get in contact with you?
They can call me, you know, you'll leave my email and stuff. But right now there's a promotion that I think is what's been successful for us over the last couple of years. It's ending at the end of this month. But there's a special on with, you know, if you prepay your dues for 2022, the dues portion of your costs, you get 2021. So you get two years of golf for 1 year of dues. There's fees that go along each month, but it's just a phenomenal way to get started into a private club.
Excellent. You can give Rollin a call here, the general manager, at 433-5969. You can also send him an email, Rollin, that's Rowland, at lockportcc.com. Did I get that right?
Correct.
Okay, good. Thank you. Appreciate it, Rollin, as always, for the warm hospitality. Good luck with your event today. And we, as always, thanks for having us here.
Thank you.
All right, Rollin. Yeah, same here. Rollin O'Malley, the general manager here at Lockport Town and Country Club. Corey, just a heads up here. We're going to take a break here in just a minute. I know a little different time than normal, but the patio, phenomenal. The outdoor venue, Jeff, is something that I think all facilities are going to take advantage of. We're seeing that as a trend anyway, whether it's at a golf course or even just across Western New York. People want to be outside if they can to eat. And obviously the pandemic's going to lend itself. People might be even more comfortable to wanting to do that. And there's about four different places to eat outside here.
Yeah. And, you know, people think, well, I want to join for golf. And they, well, I don't care about the restaurant until they get in the restaurant and find out how much fun that part of it is. For me, playing golf, the most fun of half the fun of playing around is the jokes and the laugh and the beer after the round with your buddies, and they got a great place to do that here.
That's right. The picture again that I tweeted out of 18, really
cool.
You're
listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Back here at Tee to Green at Lockport Town and Country Club, Brian Colzio, along with PGA Pro Jeff Midas. Want to thank Rollin O'Malley, the great general manager here at Lockport Town and Country Club, for joining us last segment. If you missed his segment, the information about the club, we'll have it up on our on-demand audio section a little bit later on. Again, you can contact Rollin, 433-5969, and if you're thinking about joining, this is a great spot to do it here with a wonderful course with a wonderful PGA Pro who joins us now here next, Terry Stiltner. Terry, good morning. Thanks for having us on. Let me, now you're officially on. Go ahead, Terry.
Good morning.
Yes, there we go. My engineering skills this morning aren't great. Corey's yelling at me, turn yourself up a little, and then I turned the wrong person up. I'm ready, though. I'm ready here.
We're getting it.
That's right. It's a little fog this morning, Terry, but it looks like a good day for golf.
Yes, it's going to be a great day. We have our men's opening gas this morning at 9:30 shotgun, and hopefully the fog will be clear by 9 a.m., I should say.
Yeah, but you could play in this.
Exactly.
This is playable.
Yeah, absolutely.
The hit and listen theory. I like the hit, listen, everybody quiet, where'd it land? Yep.
Exactly.
It always looks better off the tee if it maybe disappears into the fog a little bit better. You might not see my slice where it goes to the right a little
right,
more.
Right. Yeah, I can say it should be right in the middle.
That's then, right. You get down there, whoops, it was a little more right than I thought.
I see the sprinkler head. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Terry, we'll talk about the course here in a minute. What did you think of the Masters last week?
I thought it was great. It was exciting to see Hideki finish well and win the tournament. First player from Japan. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Masters. It's my favorite tournament of the year.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, is Matsuyama winning? Like, that globally, we might not know what impact it means in Japan for sure, but even just internationally, Asians everywhere across the world excited to see him win. Like, that's a big win for global golf, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it may not have been super exciting for us on our end because he had such a big lead until 15.
In terms of how it played out, right?
Right. But I like to think that he earned it and deserved it too. He's a veteran. He's been playing for 10 years on the tour. He's been one of the best players in the world forever. So I appreciate that a guy like that can win that event. And what it does, like you said, they're saying he probably might light the Olympic flame. I heard it might be worth $1 billion in lifetime earnings for him to have won the Masters. That was a number of people threw out there. Over the next 30, incredible. 40 years, sponsorships, appearance fees, everything else that he's going to get. Plus, good for him. Good to see the diversity in golf and someone from another continent winning.
Have you been to Augusta before, Terry?
I've been there once, lucky enough.
Yeah. I mean, what do you remember about it?
Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, lost for words. Once you step on property, it's like the sea parting. It's like, wow.
Also, luckily, fortunate to have been there once. I went 3 years ago. And I got so hyped about it that I was thinking, like, don't ruin it, but you get there. Like, you're thinking this is going to be like, oh, this is going to be the greatest thing you've ever seen. And it's still, like, it lived up to that and more, just how beautiful it was, how great the scene was, how just being around all other people that love golf, like, it was...
Yeah,
exactly what you said. Incredible was a great way to describe it.
It doesn't disappoint at all. No,
absolutely not. I walked around, just kind of looked at the grass and did not see a blade of grass.
Out of place. Yeah, that's right.
You're tired at the end of the day. I wanted to walk all 18 because you want to see the whole golf course. Mm-hmm. Actually, the first time I went, it was a through the night drive with your predecessor, Mr. Boric, there. I've gone back a few times, and I've done a lot of cool stuff in golf, and going to the Masters is still something that gets you, as even as spectators, gets you so jacked to go.
Yeah, it's really, really a phenomenal place for sure. If anybody's listening, like, I know people say that's not on my bucket list. If you get a chance, it is so worth it. Whether it's, there could be an expense involved. There could be, hey, it's a long day. It's all worth it, for sure.
And the practice rounds are just as good because you do get to see the course. You get to see the facility. You get to see the players. You get to watch them practice. You get to have those inexpensive beers, all those things.
That's right.
Exactly.
So Matsuyama wins, as we said. His career's been good enough, Terry, to, like, him having a major, like, that makes sense. His talent has been there. He's won a lot of tournaments. He's been around a lot of big events. It's not like it's a surprise that he would win a major.
Correct. Obviously, low amateur he was, I believe, 10 years ago, which is like the seventh person in the history, I believe. But he's been a fabulous ball striker, obviously. They all are good ball strikers, but obviously he put it together all four rounds, as we all witnessed.
What about that Will Zalatoris? I loved watching that kid play.
That was incredible. Incredible. Yeah. Corn Ferry player comes off tour, not even a PGA Tour member.
Yeah, he hasn't won on the PGA Tour yet, but he's
not even a PGA Tour member. He has special exemption because he won enough money. What he did was incredible. I mean, watch out for that guy.
He can't make the FedEx Cup right now.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Unless he wins.
When they show his scoreboard, you know how when they, like, if you're watching the coverage, usually they put down like what place he's in FedEx Cups, and it just got the dash. He doesn't even have anything like that. How incredible would that have been had you won too? But how about, let's just to kind of wrap up the Masters thought here. It does get interesting at, as you said, 15, Matsuyama puts the ball in the water, Jeff, and Schauffele gets up and down from the bunker to birdie, and suddenly it's down to two. He's going to 16. We all know the par three. The hole that on Sunday usually plays easier. That's where sometimes we get the hole-in-one excitement.
Yeah, I was shocked at how bad that shot came up. For such a good tour player, for such a good ball striker, that would have been a bad shot for Terry or I also. So that's that was shocking and disappointing because I wanted to see, even if Matsuyama win, you just like to see the people sweat it the last few holes and make them grind their face off until they win. So, but it was, it did have some theater, and it was fun, like with Zalatoris, with everybody, Justin Rose, it never fails to entertain.
Yeah, you said you wanted to say something about Rose too. We were talking about him earlier.
What he did the first round, obviously, four shot lead. Four shot lead. Just incredible what he did from tee to green.
Was he 9 under through 11? Is that what it was?
Yeah, he was 2 over after 7, and then finish the round 7 under. Exactly. So that 9 under the rest of the way.
Holes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Incredible. I mean, it was just like, wow.
That course, again, so for you guys that have been here, like the placement of where the Terry, where these guys are hitting on the green. Like they know exactly where's this is where I have to land it. This is where I can't land it. This is if I'm 1 yard too long here, it could be trouble. Like they say it's a second shot course, right? Like that's right. The spot. And Rose was just locked in during that stretch.
I mean, it was just such a fine line, a good shot versus a bad shot, missing it by a yard,
yep.
A foot.
Yeah.
And that makes a birdie putt or a bogey putt. That's incredible.
And I like they didn't let him use the yard or the green books this year. You know, getting back to you can't have those mechanically drawn books that tell you where everything breaks. So, and you know, and the other thing too is you hit it close and you still got to make the putts there, which you'd be scared over half those putts. Like if you're missing them, they can run. You know, there's so many. Exactly. I guess maybe because I'm old, you see a lot of bad things happening when you miss putts. But it's they were just going for those guys.
And it's kind of funny when someone's back is to the hole because they're putting this putt away from the hole. Yeah. And the ball ends up at the hole.
Yeah. What speed control they must have.
Absolutely. Putting here at Lockport, there's some holes that can be challenging as well. Especially I'm thinking of some of the holes on the back nine where you think, oh, it's a shorter hole. No problem. Yeah. And then you get up to the green and all of a sudden, I four-putted. Don't tell anybody. How about just some thoughts on playing some of the greens here and some of the challenges of playing this course?
Yeah, we have a few holes. Hole number 10 is what you're thinking about is a very small green. You definitely won't have uphill putts. You don't want to be from the side of each hole because you can't put the ball off the green.
Yeah.
Same thing on one. Number three is a little scary green. It does look flat, but it's a good green. I mean, it's just you really have to use speed control here without a doubt.
It's tough to be cool when you put a ball off the green, isn't it, Terry?
Yeah, yes, sir.
I've done it. Believe me.
We have all done it.
That's right. Let's get in our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week here with Terry and Jeff, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. We'll stick with the short game, and we'll talk about chipping. Terry, let's start with you. What are some of the keys, do you think, to chipping so well? We saw some magic around the green at Augusta National last week here with some of these guys getting up and down from some. To me, what I thought is so impressive how tight these lies are and how they're able to still control the ball. So how about just some keys on chipping really well?
I always tell the members here, use your imagination. Don't be afraid to try a different club when you go out and practice. Yeah, there's some general tips that you need to do. Hands forward, you know, open stance, somewhat the ball back in your stance, but try to use more clubs. Just don't always pick a sandwich. Don't always just pick a pitching wedge. Try an 8-iron. Try a 7-iron. Try a hybrid. So use some imagination, and there's some basic principles. Choke down on the club, you know, ball position back, so on and so forth. But don't be afraid. Try different shots out there because you saw it at the Masters.
Yeah, and we were talking off the air about, you know, when I watched major tour events like the Masters and the U.S. Open, I'm always struck by the quality of the short games, how really, really good a good player is around the green. And I think you're right, you got to be creative around the greens. I think people tend to try to throw the ball in the air too much to get it close to the pin, where I want to see people get it on the ground and get it rolling sooner than later. And the way you do that is, you know, take a 7-8 iron or a less lofted club, choke up on it. Move it back in your stance. Get your feet close together. You see a lot of people with their feet wide apart when they're chipping. You never see a tour player with his feet wide apart. They're always very close together. Ball back off that back toe. And I actually like to get the heel of the club up a little bit. So I put the toe of the club down so it doesn't catch. It makes it a little cleaner. And I find the ball comes off a little dead. So if you like, or more controllable. If you've ever hit a chip, a longer chip, running chip, and you hit it right in the sweet spot, sometimes it kind of jumps out of there and it flies on you. So I put that heel up in the air and then no hinge. You know, it's more like a putting stroke as opposed to, you know, if you're adding levers and hinge and flippy hands, it's really hard to control where the bottom is, and it's really hard to control where you're striking it on the face and your distance. So more like a putting stroke, ball back in your stance, stand close to the ball, take a less lofted club, and just get that ball rolling like a putt. And practice it before you're around. You know, you go to hit putts before you're around, hit a few chips to get a feel. And find, you know, like you said, experiment with different clubs. If there's one club you like to chip with, that's good. So like if you like your 8-iron for the low runners, use your 8-iron because then you'll get used to how that 8-iron reacts when you're chipping.
Exactly. And 6-irons, but don't be afraid to use the putter off the green either. I mean, I know we see this here at the club, but I mean, a lot of tour players are using that as well.
Yeah, I think probably too confidence level wise, Terry, when you say people, if they're unsure, at least they feel like, well, the worst case scenario maybe is crossed off when you're using a putter, possibly, right?
Right. I mean, your first thing, you missed the green. Let's get it onto the green.
Right.
Don't leave it off the green. Don't chili dip it. Don't scroll it over the green. Get this ball on the green and try to give yourself a chance to make that par putt.
That old saw, a bad putt's better than a bad chip.
Exactly.
Yes. But when you're using the technique we just talked about, that's more like a putt. So you take away a lot of that distance variable or that flub variable. It's hard to flub a chip when you set up like we talked
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
That's right. Terry Stiltner, the PGA Pro, here with us on Tee to Green, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. I'm Brian Colesiel. We're here at Lockport Town and Country Club. Again, if you want to contact anybody here throughout the show, or if you want to talk to Terry about the golf side of things, or Roland about membership, 433-5969. You can also check out their website, lockportcountryclub.com. Again, I'll pass along that information a few more times throughout the show. If you've missed our interview earlier with Roland, we'll have it up on our on-demand audio section at WGR550.com. I'll also tweet out the link later this morning. Terry, what do you have to say? I guess we talked with Roland in the first segment so much about just golf is thriving. People want to play. Places are much more busier than they are. I'm sure you're feeling it on your side of things too here. Are you sensing that vibe that's was there last year during the pandemic, carrying through here this year again with your members?
Absolutely. I mean, golf is booming across the United States, especially in West New York, because our season's just beginning and people are excited. We're lucky with the Masters being last week. Now golf season's here and everybody's raring to go. I mean, you know, a couple weeks ago when the weather was nice in the 70s and 80s here in West New York, I mean, we were busy. I mean, it was a busy time here at Lockport. It's just exciting to see that people wants to play golf. New golfers want to come out. So it's going to be an exciting year.
For those that haven't ever played here, what would you say this, you know, your favorite parts of the course, or what would they love about playing this golf course?
You don't have to drive it real long here, which is nice.
Sweet.
Exactly. But you must keep the ball in play. Keep the ball in front of you. That is the main thing. People think you have to bomb and gouge it like you hear on the TV. You don't have to do that here. You hit the ball in the fairway, obviously in the rough. Get the ball close to the green. If you're a good chipper, you're going to get up and down. You're going to score. This is a you know, fairly hard golf course because it is quite a few trees out there. The fair amount of bunkers, but it's a fair test of golf. But it's a fun golf course here because you're not going to have the same golf course day in and day out.
Yep. Well, Terry, thanks so much. I know you're busy getting ready for your event.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Ryan. All right.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate
good to
you
see
always
again,
having
Terry. Yep.
Great seeing you guys.
Yep.
Terry Stiltner, the PGA Pro here at Lockport Town and Country Club. We'll take a time out. More coming up, including our PGA Tour leaderboard check for this week when we return after this on WGR Sports Radio 550. Welcome back to Lockport Town and Country Club. Brian Colesiel along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. I want to thank PGA Pro Terry Stiltner for joining us in our last segment here. Good stuff on the Masters and also on the golf course here. If you, again, you want to reach out to anybody here, number 433-5969, and it's a phenomenal course to play. We'll share our thoughts a little bit more on that here coming up, but you just heard there, it is time for our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft and by Puma Golf Shoes. This week, the RBC Heritage going on, and Stuart Sink is your leader. He's won this event twice. He's actually going for the third time. He's up by five. He's got his son on his bag this week as his caddy. He leads Canadian Corey Connors, but Sink has shot 63-63. Incredible. 16 under through two rounds.
I guess there's horses for courses, aren't there? Yeah. Holy kielbasa. That's awful low, and that's a nice lead to get off, and he's got to be brimming with confidence having won here before. And how much fun is it to have your son on the bag? I heard he started the day hitting it, or he hit a ball in the water on the one hole when he shot 63. And it was the only time he didn't consult with his son for a shot, and he dumped it in the pond, he said. So I think he'll be listening to his son the rest of the way around.
For sure. Yeah, he's up by five. On Corey Connors, who's been playing well as of late, he had a nice finish at the Masters. Still two rounds, so you know, plenty of golf to go here. Emiliano Grillo is, and his name's been pronounced five different times.
It's so a fun name to say.
I could be even, the latest pronunciation could be wrong. Anyway, he's at 10 under.
And Sink's older.
He is.
He's
older.
In his 40s, at least, I would think.
That's right. And Billy Horschel, who's been playing well as of late, minus nine amongst a large group that includes M. Morikawa, Cameron Smith, who was the first-round leader. Smith shot a 62 on day one. But Horschel playing well, and I want to mention Horschel. He last week had a little pouting episode at the Masters, as did Siwoo Kim that we talked about. But Horschel had, a little pouting. He's since apologized, but he also gave some strong comments about what is now kind of becoming a trend here, the arm lock putting method that you see Bryson DeChambeau using, that you see Webb Simpson using, Will Zalatoris, who I'm sure will get a lot of TV coverage this week, with him still in contention, by the way. Zalatoris is at 7-under. He's tied for 11th going into the weekend. We know finished second at the Masters. Kuchar uses it. Simpson uses it. Yep. Why don't you just, I guess, first, if the best you can, Jeff, describe what he's talking about here, this method that's called the arm lock putting system.
So they have a longer putter, and as a right-handed golfer, the extension of the shaft comes up, and it's against the left forearm. So, and then you kind of hold it in there with your left hand, so it's rigid. Now, what you can't do, and what like Bernhard Langer and players used to do, is they take their right arm and just squeeze it against that. That would be anchoring. So this technically isn't anchoring. It's in the... like when they tried to get rid of the anchoring with the long putters and stuff.
Where they would stick it in your stomach.
Stick it in their stomach or stick it in, you know, your thumb on your chest or whatever it was and use that as an anchor. And this is kind of the way around it as much as you can, but still be within the rules.
If someone said, hey, should I try this method? Would you?
I think if you're struggling,
tell them to try it.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with people putting like that because I don't see it as actually being anchored. It's just it's just a different way to try to achieve it. It does take some of the, like a lot of beginner players will tend to flip the putter and have a lot of looseness at the end of their stroke, and that way it's a pretty rigid puttering stroke. Because not when I say rigid, it's still not. I don't like the word rigid associated with putting, but it keeps that putter from wiggling around on you. I prefer left hand low, which is kind of the same idea, but then they're putting the right hand low. So
you said if you were going to start your golf life over, you'd start with that grip, right?
I just started left hand low, because I think it's just a better way to putt. And this is kind of an idea based on that, but for people that keep their right hand low.
That's right. The actual quote from Horschel's, when asked about it, by the way, Keegan Bradley, remember, had the anchored putter and struggled. He was definitely struggled. He's kind of come back to this method and been playing a little better as of late, but here's what Horschel said. He goes, yes, you could say it's anchored. I don't know, because I guess anchored is having one point against somewhere and a fixed point. I know that it's not fixed, but it's something similar to an anchor style for sure. So he was saying that he thinks at some point maybe that's something that golf's governing bodies could address.
Yeah, then are you gonna tell people how to hold the putter?
I don't know.
Nick, can you go? God, better not go left hand low.
Other golfers going to address this with Horschel?
Yeah, can't use the claw. Yeah, we don't. Yeah, I don't know. Players are always looking to get better, so they're always trying to find a way to play better. And putting is such an important part of the game that if you find something that gives you, all it does is give you confidence. That's all that matters.
That's right. Absolutely. I want to remind you here on Tee to Green that Scroy Financial, one of our friends on our show here, it's a local family-owned financial planning firm helping Western New Yorkers achieve their financial goals since 1971. Since the beginning, Scroy Financial's pledge has always been to put their clients first, come up with unparalleled transparency in regard to picking their fees and pricing. So if you want to talk with them, you know, this is a tough time with money with everybody. It's an opportunity, I think, that you would definitely find valuable. They offer a one-hour complimentary consultation. You can call their office in West Seneca at 674-6700, or you can visit their website, scroyfinancial.com. So, again, thanks to Scroy for being a proud partner here on Tee to Green. Time now for our Champions Tour report, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. I have the vest on today.
You look good.
Thanks.
Not going to lie to you.
Yeah, it's probably my new workout regimen as well.
Yeah, the pandemic regimen? Yeah.
Yes. Chicken wings, Doritos, hot dogs. Yeah.
Sabres games. Yeah.
Sabres game. That's right. This week, the Champions Tour event, they're in Naples, the Chubb Classic. Nice spot to go. Fred Couples is your leader. 9-under par, one round. He shot a 63.
Set the course record.
Yeah. You mentioned Bernhard Langer in second. Every time we do Champions Tour reports, Langer seems to be right there.
Yeah, just for the last 10 years.
Yeah, he's two off the lead. Steve Stricker is amongst a group at 6 under par. So if you want Champions Tour golf this week, they are in Naples, Florida. Couples, a guy that always plays the Masters well, he didn't make the cut last week, but we saw Longer play well. The experience at the Masters is something that guys talk about, but we see it all the time. Mickelson had a very, very, you know, pretty solid 4 days of golf there where he didn't really have any blow-ups or anything like that. He never got close enough to be in contention to win, but he had a good week, solid top 20 for him. And we were talking about it with Terry earlier, like knowing where to be on that golf course and where not to be is probably the most important thing of playing well at Augusta National, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I guess I wouldn't be surprised to see Freddie playing good this week because he just came from the Masters, somewhere where it kind of rekindles your love for the game sometimes. You know, you get to go to someplace really special where you've had success and you see some good shots, and then next week you go out and shoot 63 in a tour event, and he's still beautiful to watch. I mean, if you're going to watch somebody swing a golf club just for the pace and the rhythm, it doesn't get much better than Freddie.
No doubt. His swing, Ernie Els' swing,
yeah.
I would say Adam Scott, I like to watch his swing. I mean, again, they're smooth. They seem effortless. Obviously, they've put a ton of work into their swings, but
I remember I wanted to mimic Freddie Couples growing up. I mimicked how he walked. I mimicked his clothing. I tried to mimic the shut blade at the top and hitting fades. I tried to mimic everything about him. He was one of my heroes, him and Nick Faldo and Nick Price growing up, and I still love to watch him play.
Justin Thomas said this week, this previous week at the Masters, that he said he doesn't know how he got selected, but that Freddie and Tiger would play a practice round on Monday and that they asked him to do it, and it kind of now has, they've done it a few years in a row. And JT said, on Monday I got here, he's like, I kind of was missing it. He said, not having Tiger around.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, it's a weird, because he's the king of the jungle down there, and yeah. When he's not around, it's probably a different feeling. Even if he's not 100%, you never know, because he just might light it up when he gets there. And you know, these guys are all buddies, and to have him around the clubhouse and the laughs and the jokes and stuff, they're probably missing that a lot.
I know. All right, let's get to our Ryder Cup report now, brought to you by the Jumpa Agency, Main Street in Clarence. And the Ryder Cup, in terms of the standings and this, what Team USA and Steve Stricker is going to do, I mean, good luck with this here as we get close to this year's event, which will be September 21st through the 26th at Whistling Straits. Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, JT, Morikawa, Schauffele, and Koepka are your top six. Those will be the ones that have locked in spots.
Koepka better get playing.
Yeah. Reed is seventh. He played well at the Masters last week. Got to figure, unless his game just totally falls off, he's going to be on it because he thrives so well in this event, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, who knows what's going on with Brooks Koepka and how much he'll be able to play throughout the summer. What happens if Will Zalatoris keeps playing like this?
That's right.
Can he be selected?
Zalatoris moved up 16 spots. He went from 34th to 18th. So anybody can be, he technically could pick you and I, right? Couldn't he?
I don't know. I didn't know if he has to be a PGA Tour player. Yeah, if you have to have status.
But, and maybe he will by the time those
he very well may. Comes. And if he's on that list, he's probably eligible that you're looking at, because that's the official Ryder Cup
page. It is the official Ryder Cup page, yeah. Finau is eighth. Simpson is ninth. Berger 10th. Now, Jordan Spieth has moved himself into the top 12. He's 11th. I got to think, as long as he plays the way he's playing, I think he'll be selected.
Yeah, and I got to think he's going to earn a spot if he keeps playing the way he's playing. And if he's not, he's getting selected.
But, I mean, look at these players to choose from. We mentioned, like, these are the non-top six eligible. Reed, Finau, Simpson, Berger, Spieth. Horschel, who can be fiery when he's playing well. Cantlay, Scheffler, Homer, Ahoma. You've got Kisner, who's a good match play player. You've got Kuchar. You've got Harmon. You've got Zalatoris, Scheffler.
You got a lot of options.
There's a ton of options there, too.
Yeah. We need to win that thing, so he's got to pick a good team here. We'll talk about a responsibility, and you never, and it's so hard with golf. You know, it's like we do our weekly contest. How do you know who's going to win each week? And same thing, how do you know how somebody's going to play well when the lights are on? Or, you know, you might just lose confidence in one part of your game, and then things go sideways.
Beautiful segue. I was going to give our first update of our Tee to Green Fantasy League. So we got 145 people in it.
I think I'm 145th right now.
Yeah. Well, you had zero last week because you took DJ, but many others did as well. Let's see here. For our year-to-date standings, I can't read off everyone's name that's in first because there's 26 tied for first. Everybody that took either Spieth or Schauffele last week is in first. So if you took Spieth or Schauffele last week at the Masters, congratulations. You are amongst a 26-way tie for first in our Tee to Green Fantasy League.
There'll be a playoff on the 10th hole. Get your clubs.
That's right. That's
for
right.
one spot.
So, yes, to update the three of us here, Kevin and Jeff and I took Paul Casey. I am sitting in 73rd right now out of 145. I think, and Kevin is a little ahead. Kevin has... He took Justin Thomas last week, so he's in 55th. And then we mentioned you took DJ. So, but you're amongst a huge group tied for, well, officially you're tied for 86th, if that makes you feel better. 86 through 145 all have zero. A ton of people took DJ and others that missed the cut.
We got a
well, think about
season.
Some of the names that missed the cut last week. Oh. DJ did, McIlroy did, Koepka did. Like, those are just three big ones right there. Westwood did. Like, he's been playing well.
Yeah, a lot of those were shocked. Koepka, you could see. Westwood, I was shocked. DJ, I was shocked. Yeah, there were some surprises there.
Yeah. So who'd you pick this week?
I forgot. I forgot my password. So
did you even make a pick this week?
I did not, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. So you're going to stay in last.
I know, and I'm mad at myself because I thought of it after the round started yesterday, and I tried to go in.
Look who I took here. Can you see that far away?
I cannot. I can't, no.
Corey Connors. He's in second place.
Coast.
I'm going to be moving up this week.
Here comes the trash talk.
You're too bad.
I can't live with you if you get like this.
That's right.
Yeah.
For the record, you and Kevin and I, we can't win the prizes. We're ineligible since it's ours. However, the side bet between the three of us, there's beyond prizes that at stake here.
I'd rather have you win than Kevin, though, because, jeez. Actually, I'd rather win, but yeah, the trash talking would be unbearable if Kevin wins.
Well, you got a lot of tournaments. You got to get your pick in. Kevin at least has his pick in this week.
I know, that's my fault, and there's no excuse for it.
And you get the reminder email as well. So
yeah, it's my fault. I thought about it Thursday and I went in, and then I forgot my
password. By the way, you shouldn't be throwing shade at Kevin either here. He took Cameron Smith, who was the first round leader, and he's only two behind Connors, so he's right there too.
And he's got a good strategy. Like, he's thought about it because, you know, you want to pick save guys for the majors. You want to pick the average guy on the regular weeks and who's played well in the past.
What do you think of Cameron Smith's hair?
I think it's cool. I like the different personalities on tour. I don't like everybody to look the exact same and everything else. And he's got a little attitude and a little swagger that I like about him.
Absolutely. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas. Kevin is off this week. He'll be back with us next week as we are live here at Lockport Town and Country Club. Again, big thanks to everybody here, Roland O'Malley, the GM, Terry Stiltner, the PGA Pro. They're getting ready for one of their opening events. Now we see all the carts out and everything.
Yep.
So take us through what Terry's doing right now. Is your many times as a PGA Pro running an event here? Like, what's Terry got to be doing here?
So you got to get all the carts out, and you got to get all
just doesn't magically start.
So typically you would load the golf bags. So your staff and you'd be loading the golf bags on the cart the night before. And then in the morning you pull them up and make sure they're organized and squared away and way before the first player gets here. Got to have scorecards and rule sheets and everything on the golf course. You got to make sure you got the proximities, the closest to the pins, the long drives, tape measures all out on the golf course. And then there's always the last minute changes because someone's always like, oh, I didn't make it, or can you put me on the cart with this person? Or, I mean, there's a million things to do. There's scoreboards to make. There's just a lot to do. And then you send everybody out, and then you get ready for them to come in. You do all the breakdowns, who won what prize money. You prepare the score sheets, and then you get ready to do the scoring and put it in a spreadsheet, then do the announcements, then do the payouts. Yeah, it's a long day, but those were the fun days as a golf professional. Running tournaments was fun. Everybody's in a good mood, and it's one of the things you do in the industry, and I always really, really enjoyed tournament days.
Yeah, I think, too, for anyone playing in a tournament event, like, if you have a competitive side of you, which many of us do when you play golf, like, it's fun to try to see, like, how well can you play, especially if you're in a group. I mean, we've seen all sorts of different formats. Did Terry mention what the format is? I didn't hear it either, but the amount of different formats that you can play, mm-hmm. and I, a lot of times, selfishly, like playing my own ball, so sometimes, like, I get to a scramble event, and I'm like, as much. It is a lot of fun to play in a scramble, for sure. I end up feel like I play worse. It's tough to tell, obviously, because you don't always hit every shot or all the putts, but I just know for me, sometimes my tee shots end up being terrible because
you're reaching back.
I'm always thinking, like, oh, well, we're out there fine, so I'll take this angle instead, or I'll swing harder instead, which I can hear you in my head saying, you idiot, Colziel, don't do that.
Yeah, follow your routine.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's tough in a scramble to do that.
And I think in a scramble, there's a place for that too, yeah. though. You know, and sometimes that works to your advantage. So you catch a little groove. You know, some of my best driving rounds have been in scrambles just because there's zero fear of just letting it rip, you know, and you just let it go. And that makes it fun, though, you know. And the other thing, nice thing is if you hit a bad shot, you pick it up and you walk to the center of the fairway. Yeah.
My favorite format for scrambles is actually what PGA Junior League does. I've watched it with my son, and it's the two-man scramble. That's because good. You're more invested in the sense like your shot's going to count quite a bit. And when you're playing in four, sometimes you could say like, well, I can't hit it that far. You see guys even not hit, or putting, the second guy makes the putt, you don't even get to putt. Like when it's two man, you're really invested, but you still have that little fallback, so you can still, you know, you can kind of laugh off if you have a bad shot because you still have your partner. I also like that in tournaments because, let's face it, in scrambling, sometimes there's cheating going on.
No.
But but when it's two man, you have another pair of eyes. So I feel like for whatever cheating happens, it at least lessens in a two-man.
Yeah, that's true. And I know, like, playing in, like, a partner's better ball with pros, and you're playing in an event, I feel more pressure when, like, I'm playing with a partner in a pro-pro or something like that. Maybe they've hit a bad shot, and we've got a good round going, and all of a sudden, you know, I got to hit a good shot and help the team out here and make par, birdie, whatever it is. And I feel like if it was just me playing my own ball, those thoughts wouldn't cross my mind. I'd just be trying to do it. But when your partner's out of the hole and all of a sudden he's looking at you, I always felt more pressure. And that's what was nice about the scramble. Like, yeah, you take some of that pressure off. And I think it's a great format for beginners, too. Like, mm-hmm. I always teach my women's clinics, we go out and play scrambles just because it's more fun and it keeps the game moving, too.
Speaking of tournaments and events, I mentioned PGA Junior League. The Western New York PGA Junior Tour starts today.
Oh,
it's the first event.
Psyched.
So my son's playing in it. They're at Midvale in Rochester.
Nice facility. That's the first golf
course. So what advice should I give my son here today? He's playing in the boys' nine hole.
Is it? Okay.
He's in the youngest division in that boys' nine hole today he's playing.
Well, first of all, I think it's the first golf course Robert Trent Jones ever designed, which is
really
pretty cool. And
it looks like a classic old school sort of look.
It is. Yeah, there's a lot of hills there. A lot of that golf course is pretty much right in front of you. It's very narrow on some holes. So if he doesn't have to hit the driver on a few of those holes, I would tell him to whip out a three-wood or an iron, because he hits it far enough, and some of those holes they got a couple 320 or shorter holes.
Yeah, and for him they'll have I'm sure the tees will be tees. Up.
Yeah, but keep it. You know, don't. You know, I don't know. I have to. Sometimes I don't want to. I want to tell the kid to hit the driver no matter what. So
he loves hitting the driver.
Yeah,
and he smacks it straight.
Yeah, and he doesn't have any bad scar tissue from hitting a driver in a bad spot ever. Yeah, but I'd let him rip it and just keep it in. You know, just stay positive and have fun.
Yeah. Good luck to all the juniors today playing in that event out in Rochester. And kudos to the Western New York PGA for having such great opportunities for juniors to play. Okay, we got a minute left here from Lockport Town and Country Club. This course is, I just think it's so cool. The variety of holes. I know we didn't mention it with Rahl or Terry, but it was nine originally, and then they added nine, and that's why you see kind of a different variety of landscape and everything out there.
Yeah, and the thing they said, it's busy. Their busy is not what I consider busy. You know, for them, it's busy. It's still one of those facilities that you can always get out, always play fast. It's never, ever super crowded. So it is. It does have a great variety of holes. It's like a parkland golf course, old school, beautiful trees. It's a fun walk.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you want information, again, about membership here or coming out, maybe an event or something along those lines, Rollin O'Malley, the general manager, 433-5969. You can email him, rollin@lockportcc.com. Thanks for Rollin for having us here today. Thanks to PGA Pro Terry Stiltner for joining us as well during the show. Jeff, thank you.
Yep, looking forward to watching some golf today.
Enjoy your weekend. I'll be on at 2 at the arena for Sabres and Pens. They're starting to be a little more fun to watch.
Yeah, it must be more fun to go to work.
It is. It's a little better now. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Sabres. Yes. Corey Griswold, thank you for your work back in our Amherst studios. And thank you, the listeners. We'll have the entire show up at our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. Kevin Sylvester will be back with us next week. For Kevin, for Jeff, for me, Brian Colziel, and Corey back in our studios. Thanks to everybody here at Lockport Town and Country Club. We'll talk to you next week right here on Tee to Green.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.